What we've got here is failure to communicate. Some men you just can't reach.
Live from at least 6 feet away, it's the Spike on the Mic Show. Now here is your host, Spike.
I said Spike check one, Spike check two, Spike check three. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. And welcome to another exciting episode of the Spike on the Mic Show. I am he, ladies and gentlemen. I am he. I am the guy known as Z Spike on the Mic, and you are listening to Tampa Bay's number one award-deserving episode of the Spike on the Mic Show. We are coming at you from our undisclosed locations right now because of the D in Delta, and the D is an I be damned, so we're going to sit down in the corners for a while because we're concerned about the guy in front of you, the guy behind you, and the girls to the side, so I had to be gender everywhere. So, in case you're wondering, I'm scared to do this by myself, so I won't do this alone. So without further ado, ladies and gentlemen, let me introduce the crew. The man that's putting the sounds through your eardrums, he is the one who's making you hear what you hear. Because he is, he went inside your ears and fixed that little flat thing that looked like a, it's not flat, it looks like a little French horn in your eardrum. We call him PWs. PWs, how you sticking?
I am sticking to my story, and I'm not going to cop a plea.
No matter what they tell you, you won't change it?
No, it's my story. I'm sticking to it.
Okay. Well, sticking to the real reason we're here, ladies and gentlemen, we're here for one reason and one reason only, and he is known as the Voice of Reason. Voice of Reason, unmute yourself and tell me, how you sticking?
I'm sticking like a guy who's really looking forward to the day things, like the word of the day, the daily cow chip, all the great topics we're going to have, and I'm like you said, it's going to be an exciting show.
God, ooh. I love this guy. He is why we're here, for the rest of you resistance fighters who don't know anything about the reason we are here and how you.
Steve, you want a little napkin to wipe your nose off?
Somebody else need to wipe their nose off is the next man. He knows everything and don't know too much of nothing. He's known as one William Bill Smuts. Bill Smuts, how you sticking?
I'm sticking like kindness and gentleness to the new Taliban.
Oh, that's nice. Okay. Yeah. Well, the new improved Taliban.
Yes, exactly.
It's best that you do because, you know, without them, there would be no Afghanistan. Don't ask me.
All right, that's close to correct.
All right, well, listen, back by popular demand, we have the man who, back in the day, we were fussing about gas shortages, so we had to send somebody on the case to fix that. So he went out there and fixed the gas shortage, and now he's back, ladies and gentlemen, the man with the cape, and he smells like gas. Gas man, how you spit? How you sticking?
I'm sticking like my head hurts because I just found out I have a French horn in my ear after all these years.
Yeah, oh, really, man. Exactly. If you do a slice, a side view of your ear, inside your ear, there's a French horn in that mug.
There is a French horn. What? Yeah.
Yes, yes. Listen,
and if you pull down your pants, there's a trombone.
There's something new every day.
Yes.
As I say, I don't make this stuff up, man. If I do make it up, somebody's going to do our crack pipe research analyst is going to find out that I am not telling a fib. And this is the one, the lovely, talented Miss Billy. Miss Billy, how you sticking?
You are telling a fib.
Oh. You want to show your homework?
No. So I'm sticking like COVID pounds or pandemic pounds to my thighs. That's how
nice.
I'm sticking.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. But hold on a second now. I want everybody to
do quarantine 15 to call.
Oh, yes. Quarantine 30. Yeah. let's not talk about numbers.
Yeah. Yeah. Don't go for rhymes. Nothing rhymes here.
Hey, but before I go any further, I want you guys to do your home research, your research and homework, your homework one day and look at a And a, what's it called when you cut something in half and you look at it? The diagram?
Cross-section. Cross-section.
Bisexual?
No, cross-section.
Oh, cross-section, yes.
Yeah, because cross-section and bisexual.
I know exactly what you're talking about.
Nobody said bisexual. Not a single person said bisexual.
No, but I know what he means when he talks about the French horn.
And the ears, the French horn is designed in the shape of an ear?
Oh.
No, it's deep within your ear. Yeah, little teeny French horn.
Yep, it's right now. In case you ever go to Paris. God, I'm laughing at that.
Yeah.
God.
Yeah.
That's where they're from, right?
Yeah.
That's why you get French toast and all that stuff. Anyway.
I had a dream that Jennifer Aniston took me to Paris one time.
Oh, man.
That was great.
Oh, yeah. Wow. Yeah, that's cool.
All right, I see the French horn.
You see it?
I do.
Yeah.
That's like the nerve, too, isn't it?
It's I don't know. It's like part of where your eardrum is there, and yeah.
Right. It's to the drum section.
Oh, yeah, I just bought it up, too. Wow, there's a French horn.
Is that just southeast of the Isles of Man?
Oh, okay. All right, when I publish the video, I'm going to have to, you know, put a little picture of the French horn up there.
All right, so what'd you say?
Oh, I said, is that southeast of the Isles of Langerham?
Well,
I guess we're high because that wasn't Smuts.
Yeah.
That was the reason. I said, ask Smuts what he said.
Well, why don't you introduce Smuts?
He already did.
Yeah. Wow.
That what he said? Oh, yeah. He's sticking like.
So he with the Taliban and then. And
yeah.
Kind of Taliban.
The new improved Taliban.
Yeah. All right. Well, I thought Smuts had give the actual definition of what the French horn was.
I didn't say anything.
Oh, okay. Well, never mind. And
just continue not saying anything.
Yeah, really. Oh, speaking of not saying anything.
Oh, yeah.
I have to do this.
What?
And then I'm not ready to do it. Last week, we did the Big A Word of the Day. And at the end of the show, we forgot to say what it was.
I know.
Did we?
Yeah, we did. We
finally.
Did. But you know what's good about that? I also forgot to press record.
Yeah, that's right. You didn't record. Well, anyway, the Big A Word has something to do with lessen the amount, the force of magnitude, and the weaken or lessen.
Yeah.
I don't know. I would ask you guys what it was. Intuitui, something like that? Intuitui?
Attenuate.
Runtway?
What was it? Anyweight?
Attenuate.
Oh, yes. Attenuate. Yes.
Yeah. And we did say it. We said it basically. We gave away with sentences and PW and I. And it was to lessen.
Right.
We lessened it, and it's used a lot of times in broadcasting.
Oh.
Yeah. Yes.
So it was said.
I guess I should listen to the show, huh?
Probably should.
Yeah. Well, I should record it, then you could.
If you're ready to punish yourself, yes, you should.
Yeah, really. Yeah, really. Well, anyway, to punish myself. There, I want you guys to know that this is the only road trip where we love to pick up hitchhikers. So you can always give us a call at 813-699-3900.
Once again, 813-699-3900.
Because this is a caller-driven show, and we love people to call and maybe drive the show. Because
you think somebody might call today? Is that possible?
Maybe.
That would be so exciting.
Thank you, boys. Yeah, that wouldn't be exciting. That would show that our audience
are
more educated, that they can realize the numbers. And
that would be
so cool. Wouldn't that be nice? I'm telling you. All right. So wait, month? This is the 23rd. So
I hope we get a caller.
Let me text everybody that I know. No one ever calls, but I'll still text them.
All right. Good.
We don't buy or beg callers, you know.
Yes, we do.
Maybe we need a store.
Yeah.
Yes, Virginia.
It's responses, baby.
Virginia, there is a caller. He lives in hearts.
No, speaking of what Gasman said, the callers, I think we should go ahead and let's talk to our sponsors.
Ooh, okay.
Maybe
The Spike on the Mic Show is brought to you by the Game Day Metric Tour. The Game Day Metric Tour is a charity bicycling tour featuring two courses through scenic landscapes. and by Kansas City Online Radio, bringing you entertaining talk and cool blues 7 days a week at kconlineradio.com, and by RadioSt.Pete.com and its sister station, Sunshine 96.7 FM, bringing you the best in local music and entertainment.
Welcome to Hooters!
Politically incorrect since 1983.
The official home of race fans. All right, this is usually when I ask, what happened?
Eighth. He came in eighth. Free fried pickles.
Good, because there we go. There you go, ladies and gentlemen. All participating Hooters, if you go in there tonight, but if you listen to it tomorrow night, it'd be too late. But ask for it anyway. Go into participating Hooters and know that Alakawiki. It was.
He's the original
Chase
driver.
Elliott. Passed away.
Chase Elliott, yes. The number 9 Hooters car came in 8th place, according to the staff of the Spike on the Mic show. So go in there and get your free fried pickles. They are delicious. And that's the idea.
Delicious.
Chase Elliott's the son of the great Bill Elliott. Bill from Dawsonville.
Yes.
So keeping in our housekeeping and doing it in public and not in private. I think we need to talk to the first sponsor we have. Who's the guy, the bicycle thing? See if he's still around.
Game Day Metric.
Thank you for listening. Yes, man. And find out what's going on there. And also, I'll ask PW off-site what's going on with the other people, the DMXs. They're not DMXs.
I don't know about DMXs.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, there is.
But I know Dave. I see him on Facebook, Dave Henderson.
Yes. Yeah. No, I was changing sponsors. I was talking about...
Also known as Chuck.
That's the one I know him by. Yeah, okay, anyway, we'll talk about that off-site. That's personal.
You brought it up.
Yes. I did. So think about bringing up things. Let's go ahead and bring up the 3 things that we like to talk about.
Oh, I know that.
The past, the present, and the future.
Yes, so that's it. We got all the housekeeping out of the way, except for one other thing. And I'm sorry, I want to apologize to everybody that is dying to know these things, but I don't have a cow chip. I inadvertently.
Oh, no.
I know, I inadvertently forgot to.
Oh, the cows are upset.
My study of the cow chip. So now you guys are lost and confused as opposed to what the cow chip is. But you'll be.
Do we have a fake fish?
You'll be.
No.
No, those
hasn't started yet.
Don't start that.
But since we don't have a chip, we still want to educate you and the listeners, the resistance fighters and the listeners, with the big A word of the day.
It's the word of the day. It's the word of the day. Oh, 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 oh. It's the word of the day. It's the word of the day.
Oh, 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 oh.
Here we go, ladies and gentlemen. Okay, so I'm going to play the reverb of the day 3 times, and you guys let me know. Give me a yes or a no if you know what the word is.
Okay.
We will attempt to reveal the word at the end of the show to keep the people listening and keep yourselves amazed. Here is the big A word of the day.
Liminal. Liminal. Liminal.
You got everybody heard that, right?
Yeah, but I'm not sure what she's saying. Is it liminal?
Liminal.
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 Liminal. Liminal. Liminal.
Liminal. Liminal.
Okay, stop saying it over and over.
Spell it for us.
Liminal.
No, because when I spell it, then you look it up.
No,
just spell it so that we know what she's saying.
I can't
look it up. Can't understand what she's saying.
Can you use
can't
it
understand
in a
what
sentence?
She's saying.
Please, can you use it in a sentence?
Nope.
No.
Liminal. L-I-M-I-N. A L.
All right. Oh,
that's easy. It's kind of like liminal, but it's
liminal. Yeah. All right. Well, take it the room. Do you know what it means? Voice of reason. Oh, I'm sorry. Why are you drinking?
I think so. I think I do.
William B. Smots.
I don't know. Whatever.
And Billy's.
I got a guess, but I don't think I do.
Oh, and Gas Man.
Never heard of it. No idea.
and PWs? You know what limonol is?
No. No, I have no idea.
Oh.
No, it's not limonol. It's liminal. She said that.
Yes. Now that you guys on your edges.
Liminal.
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 Now.
Can we just talk about this a little bit? Is this
can
like.
Can I give you my guess?
No, no, we got to save all that for the end.
Okay, but I want
to.
I want
Billy. It's your
guess.
Job to remember, since you're the youngest.
don't just blurt it out at the end. Let us do our guesses, because I subliminally, I think I might know what it is.
Huh?
And it just hurts your brain that you don't want to hold that in until.
Right. Yeah. I want to bring it out. I want it to be right out front.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, I appreciate that. And I am glad.
Yeah, I see where he's going with this.
Yeah.
That's not what I was thinking, but I see his path there.
Yeah. Next week, let's do perfunctory.
I see what he's implying.
Oh, so, okay. That usually goes after you looked it up, huh?
No, I did not look it up.
Well, how did you know? I don't know what he's implying. So
no. Actually, yeah.
Oh, because he said certain words that
he said a word that contains the word you used.
Yeah, correct. It just has a prefix on it,
right?
And that may help
lead
me
us in the right direction. Yeah.
It's a kid who can't say the letters L.
Wait, say that again.
The kid who can't say is starting the words with an letter L, so he's trying to say the word minimal.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah.
Oh, God.
Okay, God. Well, now that we got all the housekeeping out of the way, I think what we should do, ladies and gentlemen, is start the show with topic-changing music.
All right, here we go, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to use the day in Clamber.
I can hardly wait.
Did I say something?
I like to call this topic here, I'll be back.
I'll be back.
All right, so I'm going to propose this to you, to the resistance fighters and the listening audience, and I want to know how you feel about this, and we'll start with how you feel about this. All right, so are you guys comfortable with self-driving cars? Yes or no? Bill Smuts.
Am I comfortable with what?
With self-driving cars.
I'd rather I'm not.
All right. Gas man, you emphatically?
No. Heck no.
And William, Billy?
I mean, I like the idea of them. I just don't know that the technology has been perfected. Go ahead.
I was just going to say, think about this. I mean, all right, so we have oil lines hacked. We have all these things hacked and robbers hacking and stealing. We can't hack a car and just start turning it into people.
That's happened before.
I saw a demonstration.
What's that thing called when it was a cartoon where the cars were turned into robots? Megatrons or whatever.
Transformers.
Yeah.
Isn't that what you're talking about, Smuts?
No.
Not really. I mean, I think when you look, I don't exactly know how you got that parallel, but you know what? It is Monday night, sometime between 7 and 8, so it does make sense, I guess.
So the oxygen in some people's brain doesn't go liminal.
Clearly.
Yes, yeah. Liminal.
Voice of Reason, how you feel about automated driving cars?
Yeah, I'm a little wary of them. So yes, I would say yes, I am.
You are PWs?
Query.
All right. I think of it two different ways. If everybody is driving one,
right,
then I really think it's a great idea.
Mm,
however, since not everybody is, it's a really bad idea.
Yeah, because you have to have a car that's smart enough to react and understand all the other cars that are being driven by people.
Yeah,
true.
That are making
stupid
moves that are
people.
Not logical, right? Yes. Stupid people, exactly.
Yeah.
Well, I'm gonna bring this all full circle. So, how do you guys feel about planes having autopilots? We are comfortable with that, man?
They've always had them. Yeah, planes have autopilot.
Hold on a second. Are you comfortable with it because they always had them? Are you comfortable with it?
Yeah, and it's been a successful technology. I'm not gonna say it's infallible, but yeah, it's been around for years, and Look how many flights go. That's why it's safer to fly than it is to drive, because there's so many more flights that land and take off every day safely.
And you
so
look
you're safer
at,
on a plane.
Autopilot is only engaged when it's at a cruising altitude. It's not engaged when it's around other air traffic generally.
Yeah, so. Pilots still, they do take off and land a plane, yeah.
Yeah.
A significant difference in that case. I mean, if you just wanted to go onto the Autobahn and you can throw it on autopilot, then okay. But, you know, you still have stoplights. You have people coming up. Significantly different.
All right. Voice?
Yeah, I have to agree with everything everybody said. It makes sense. By the way, pilots have to go to the bathroom, and they can't just pull over and go to the bathroom. They're up there in the air.
So they use autopilot.
Yeah.
And that says it just says stay right here.
What are you saying that the two pilots go to the bathroom together?
That's true. Most jet airlines have two pilots.
Can't do that.
Well, the co-pilot, you don't trust him to do anything.
Oh, that's why
the
co-pilot.
Okay. Autopilot.
Right. He's the one that had all the drinks beforehand in the
right.
I also want to add the amount of training an airline pilot has to go through. How much training do you have to drive a car? I mean, you can't even compare the two. Get out of here.
You have a license. All you got to do. Got to have $27 to pay for your license.
That's about it.
All right. Well, then
bring
this whole thing full circle. I don't know if you guys heard that Tesla, which is the inventors of the autopilot, those are cool people. What he's trying to do now, he is involving in a friendly robot to perform manual tasks so that the humans don't have to do these things such as tying a wrench into a car or screwing a wrench into a car, going to do groceries, you know, washing the car, just doing a little small menial tasks. They're in the process of building a 5'8", 125-pound human average size looking robot. They call it the Megatron or the Tesla box or the Optimus. Now, the thing is rated at supposedly only can run maybe 5 miles an hour. They're saying that if it goes crazy, you can outrun it, and it is designed not to hurt humans.
Can't run 5 miles an hour.
Right. Designed not to hurt humans.
All right, I'm going to tell you something very important about this story. It's baloney. It's complete fiction.
What? And the reason you're saying that is because?
Because it is.
That's terrible homework. You don't show your homework. The reason because it is. That's terrible homework.
I said so.
Yeah, really.
That's the bottom line.
That's the bottom line. Said so. It's okay, complete baloney.
Elon Musk saying that they're developing this little chip that, like, the same thing that they use to do the self-driving automated cars. But now they're trying to move this into an Autobot, a friendly little looking human.
No, this was some kind of joke put into that press conference. It's not real.
He was being funny.
Yes.
Not easy for Elon Musk to be funny.
Well, actually, I saw him on Saturday Night Live, and he was funny.
He was terrible. Yeah,
he was great. I thought he was funny.
He was a robot there. And now this is what I don't get. What Elon is saying, what he's trying to do is he's said this technology will help the unemployment, saying so if you don't want to do menial little work, your company can hire the Optimus Prime to do that. And I'm guessing he's thinking of things like assembly lines. If a person calls in sick, they can bring in the Autobot to do this.
Just that's a great idea. That's going to really help with unemployment. Yeah.
Right.
Some more people out of work.
How do you think
it's going to help unemployment?
It's going to create it.
Question to the resistance fighters and the listening audience, if you're out there. Are you for it or against it? And when I mean for it, against, you saying this is great technology, this is an advancement in human technology, or this is against this because of the I'll be back Arnold Schwarzenegger thing. And Gas Man, you've always been scared of robots, so let me ask you first, are you for it or against it?
I'm against it. Has no one ever seen that movie, The Terminator?
Yeah.
It's a documentary, man. They're going to keep messing around until they make one of those, and we're all going to be dead. I'm against it. I'm against it. Completely against it. I had a rental car one time, that had, have you ever had a rental car with a radar and you put the cruise control on?
Yes. Yeah.
And it automatically slows down. I don't like that. I don't like the car making decisions for me.
Exactly.
I don't like that.
No, I like
it. So, no, I'm against it.
You're against it. Smotch, you for it or against it?
I'm for it.
All right. Well, you, Sunk, you may not even been listening. So let's go with you, Billy.
Sorry.
You for it or you against it?
I'm for it. I just don't think it's going to exist for decades. Like, he has nothing. He has no, he doesn't have even a robot right now. So he's just saying this is something he's working on, which means it's just an idea that came up at some point. He doesn't actually have any robots.
So you for it, but you don't think it's real.
No. I mean, the whole idea that this is going to be here in like a year is the part that's complete BS. I think we're decades away from it, or at least a decade away from it.
All right. Get a voice of reason.
I'm all for it. What they need to do is teach it to drive. That would be great.
I just want one to do all of my housework.
You can just sit in the passenger seat as driving. Yeah, and everything. Like, for example, you got a broken pipe under your house, and it's real muddy in there, under there.
Yes.
He crawls under there, fixes the broken pipe.
Yeah, then you just spray him off when he come out, right?
He sprays himself off.
He hoses himself off before he comes
out. Now you got a muddy robot in your house. Nobody needs that.
And he's going to be mad when I take over everything, right? Gas man?
That's right.
If he can do all that, he deserves to take over everything.
Clean the toilets, mop the floors and vacuum, dust everything. I just want do my laundry. I want a robot that does my laundry and folds my laundry and puts everything away for me.
What was the George Jetson thing called? Hallis?
The Hazel.
Hazel? Whatever, the George Jetson had a robot.
I never watched the Jetson, so I wouldn't know. The house with the robot?
All right, PW, what are you thinking, for it or against it?
Well, like I said, it's complete science fiction. It's baloney.
I don't understand why you people think it's... I mean, you've seen the accomplishments of Elon Musk. He don't just make stuff
up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, let me ask you this, Paul.
Yes?
Do you believe that in a flat Earth?
No. No, not at all. That's also baloney.
Billy popped on that one. That's funny.
Sorry. I really hope that nobody on the show believes in a flat Earth. That's all I'm going to say.
There he is. All right, well,
hey, while we're on this, has anybody ever ridden in a Tesla car?
Yes.
Yeah, I have too. I mean, I loved it. It was so cool. They got like a laptop screen up front. And that shows the traffic coming.
The pickup in that car, you go from 0 to 60 in like a nanosecond.
I
want one so bad. They take them to drag strips and they outrun everything because they're so fast.
Yeah.
They take off so quick. It's like instant power. Boom. I want one so bad.
A delight to drive. Absolute delight to drive.
My only against it is, I mean, I'm for the robots because I think it's going to happen. I don't think that when the robots come around, I don't know how he claimed that's going to increase or decrease unemployment, because McDonald's is going to say, hey, I'm not going to pay you $15, $20 an hour. I could get Optitron to do it for electricity, you know? So
you know what to do in some McDonald's? When you go in there, there's a kiosk. You can put your order in.
Yeah, I hate that.
And then go pick it up. They're already doing that.
Yeah, right.
I hate that too.
I hate that too. Yeah.
They have one cashier and then three kiosks.
1,000 kiosks. Yep.
But that's where it was in Europe when we went there.
What?
Many years ago, they were already doing that in Europe. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Really?
Yes.
Europe? Places they still got castles and
air
conditioned stuff.
Yep, but they were way ahead. Yeah.
And they couldn't fix their window air conditioners in castles?
And wait, get this. There was beer at McDonald's.
That's true.
You could serve yourself. Oh, man.
You paid for one beer and you served yourself unlimited beer?
They gave you a glass.
And it was like a glass.
Yeah. Glass.
When I was in Germany, they had beer at McDonald's when I was in Germany.
Yeah, yep, that's exactly what we were talking about.
I remember we were at the Munich airport, my mom and my dad, and it was a self-serve beer station, and you picked up a
big tall glass.
What do you call it? A tall glass for Wheat beer. That wheat beer with like the thin, the kind of glasses that like shatter if you just touch it against something, and you put it under there and you poured yourself a beer and then you went and paid for it.
Yeah.
They trusted you with a glass, fragile glass.
Yes.
Like, yes.
And in return, were you guys careful with it?
No, we just drank them and threw them. You know.
Salute.
What is it?
We're American.
That's how they
knew
you were American.
People who
throw
the glass in the fireplace.
Yeah, we're Americans. But well, that's why they don't have an army now, I guess. They're so busy giving y'all people on the side of the road beers.
That's it.
So,
because that's what we do with speaking, paper cups.
Germany has an army.
When I was, Germany has an army. And they get
he was thinking of Switzerland.
They bring beer out to the field. And the German soldiers drank beer during lunch.
German.
I was like, what? Yeah.
Yeah, that's still nope.
Yeah,
they the same one that if Stalag 13 was made after, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, those
same people.
They're stupid.
Hey, those German soldiers sold me a good time. I got nothing bad to say about German soldiers, man. They're awesome.
Okay, they wanted to come over here. They want to be your friend. They want to come over here. All right. So anyway, I'm for the robots, and I hope this thing comes out in real time and soon. So then all the naysayers such as Billy and PW, Billy and PW, they don't think that this is happening. I think it's going
to
happen.
Death to robots.
I think it's going to happen, but I just don't think it's going to happen within a year.
I actually don't think it's ever going to happen.
But have you not seen robots before?
I mean, yes, I have.
Not the ones on TV.
I've seen the real ones.
They can't hardly move. And, yeah.
Yeah, and all they do is jump around a little obstacle course.
And they do whatever they're programmed to do. They don't make decisions. They don't get on an assembly line. You know, none of that stuff.
So the robot in the Jetsons is Rosie.
Rosie, that's nice.
Rosie the robot.
Yeah.
I never watched the Jetsons. Mm-hmm. I missed that one.
Thank you, Billy.
His dog, Elroy.
Rosie.
Yeah. All right, well, let's go ahead and do topic changing music.
All right, now that we know that there's no such thing as an actual robot that can do anything, let's try some new topics.
All right, I like to call this topic here, See What Had Happened Was.
See What Had Happened Was.
All right, and
sounds like something you say to your wife.
Yeah. Honey, see what happened was.
What happened was.
Well, around 7 a.m. in Winnipeg, Canada, I guess that's where Winnipeg is.
Yeah.
There was this company by Roblin Moving Service Company. I think it's Roblin.
Okay.
Anyway, this moving company, they were permitted to move a freestanding house out of the town and move it out of the city. So they got the permit, the route to move it, and everything was going pretty well. Well, the day came to go move the doggone thing, and they put the house or the building on their big move-a-house flatbed.
Yep.
And they were going down the street. It was Roblin Boulevard. This was Robin City, I guess. The city of Robin. The city and the street don't make a difference. All right. Yeah. So they're going down the street.
Yeah. Even though the city, the street, the house, everything has the same name.
Yeah, really. They ran into a situation where the building was kind of too wide going down the street.
I've seen that.
So they decided to cut down some trees,
right?
So they can go down the thing. Well, the story goes that the authorities came and arrested tree cutting man and charged him with mischief, charged him $5,000, and put him in jail for X amount of days.
Yeah.
Now, question to the resistance fighters: do you think that is wrong or overkill, or what do you think that should have happened to the house moving company that cut down the trees down Roblin Street? Now, I start out with you, PWs.
I think that these things are usually well planned and often they have to take down phone lines, move poles, all kinds of things. I've seen it done. So I'm surprised that anybody got arrested, you know.
Right. They did have the permit to move the house, and it was quote unquote supposed to have been, measured to say this thing can go through here. So, Voice of Reason, what you think about that?
I think they did the right thing. I mean, you're cutting my tree because you want to move your house. You haven't asked me. You haven't done anything about it other than just you're coming.
Nobody went near your trees, for number one.
Yeah.
No, nobody was near your trees.
You don't know if I've ever lived in Canada.
On Robin Street?
I'm pretty sure.
Well, what I'm saying is, if it happened to my tree, I don't think that would be fair.
All right.
For them to just do that and trim your house. Don't trim my tree. Trim your house.
Ooh, gas man.
Ooh.
No, I think they shouldn't have been arrested or charged, because you would think that it would have to be, like PW said, planned out. Their route had to be planned out. Everything had to be measured. It shouldn't have even been an issue. I should have been arrested. Somebody messed up somewhere.
Yeah, that's it. Billy's?
Well, I'm thinking that's what the issue is that they didn't tell the city or whatever that they had to cut down trees, and therefore when they did cut down the trees, somebody got in trouble. That is my guess. Yeah, I mean, everybody's right. Those things are usually planned out to the millimeter when you're moving something that's that gigantic and that heavy. Right. So for someone to get arrested over something that's been super planned seems kind of far-fetched. My guess is that no one said that they were going to have to actually cut down all these trees.
There you go. Smiles, wake up. What do you think about
that? That's why they should do it.
It's a boot. The voice of reason is Canadian trees, eh?
Yeah. I am part of
it. Oh, yeah.
It's a boot your trees.
It's the boot your trees.
Yeah. Full of boot the trees.
Boot your trees. Oh, Canada.
Oh, yeah. Let's mention our sponsor, KCOR. Oh, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, really.
Yeah. Well, Kansas City Online Radio. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. If the law says you can't cut a tree down without a permit, then you should be arrested, or whatever the law says should happen.
Yeah.
If they're trying to get into there and they fail, realize it's going to either just try and plow through them with the thing, and then you beg apologies at that point in time, or you see if you can negotiate some sort of fine.
But the poor worker who did the cutting, I don't think he should be arrested. The president of the company should be arrested.
Yeah. Whoever had planned it and then told the guy that it was okay to cut those trees.
Whoever was making money off of it.
Bail him out, yes, and certainly pay for his legal defense. Unfortunately, it is the guy who cut it down. I mean, if he got word that the company said, well, just cut the damn things down, then you can have an argument. But if he just did it upon his own, I mean, you got laws. You can't just drive through and
knocking stuff over.
No, you can't. What if there's a mailbox instead of a tree, and you knock someone's mailbox over? They could file charges for your destruction of private property. Right?
They usually put your mailbox back up.
Yeah, that's where I draw the. It's not right, because the moving company obtained the permit to move this thing out of the city. Got that? I'm okay with that, and everything was working. But I'm with Billy. I think they may have not saying, well, you know, when we turn down Heinemann Avenue, yeah, there's going to be a tree that's going to be in our way. We're going to tear that sucker down. And, you know, Mr. Move Company, he wasn't there. So he had like Frank do it. So they arrested Frank.
Poor Frank.
Serious. And
it's always Frank.
Why couldn't they just say, okay, every tree that we take down and cut, we'll replace it 2-3 times with more trees?
That's usually what they do.
All right. So I have too much more to go with that story. Billy, you had something you want to say?
Well, I found the story.
Right.
And it basically says that the moving company had a permit to move the house out of the city, and officers confirmed the load dimensions were specified in the permit. However, police say the operator clearly hadn't confirmed the accessibility of the route as required in the permit. So that's basically what it was. They just didn't say they needed it to be this. This is the road we're going down, and it needs to be this wide.
Feel okie doke on them, huh?
But can I say a really funny part of the story?
Sure. Yeah.
Okay, so the counselor, there's like a city counselor who is like the one that called the cops or whatever. And he says that he felt violated that they had to cut down 18 trees.
Now, that's the part that the voice we did.
Yeah.
He felt violated.
I understand that. I feel violated too.
Do you?
You got this beautiful street, a tree-lined street, okay? This guy wants to move his house, and he says, screw you all. I'm cutting down these beautiful trees.
Steve, do you need this?
What's up?
Yeah, who's brown nosing nose? Who?
Yeah.
That's not me. He's brown nosing, I guess, whatever the tree people are.
I guess, but the thing is, we live on a beautiful street. This guy wants to move his house. It's got these grand old trees, and they come through.
Say, all right, well, Steve, you're being so liminal.
They're in our way.
So let me ask you this. If they would have said that the tree's in the way, would they have not awarded a permit? Then what would the man who wanted his house moved would have to do? Cut his house in half, I guess?
Just not move it.
So you taking trees over humans?
I'm taking trees over houses, living things over dead things.
So, all right. So I'm just saying the man would have moved his house. More power to him. Let him do it. And you just put me another tree.
Oh, yeah. I want him to move the house if he can do it without infringing on other people's rights.
Oh, well, or other people's property. But this was public property. This was trees on a median.
That's everybody's property, not just his property.
See there, Billy? He's violated.
Yeah. Everybody should feel violated. You should feel violated.
I'm violated that they cut some trees down in Canada. I can't. I can't sleep at night.
All right. Well, then I guess when they gassed the people in Germany, you didn't care about that because it was far away, and you could not have to worry about that either.
Well, that's I don't see that really connection at different all.
Yeah.
It's really different, but it's far away. It's removed from you.
No, you really don't know any of those
people.
No.
Okay.
You don't know any of those trees.
No.
Okay.
Yeah, you're right. I don't know nothing about that. So anyway, all right, let's do this. Go ahead and do this one more topic, changing music.
All right. That was a pretty interesting topic. What do you think is going to come up next on the Spike and the Mike Show?
All right. I like to call this topic here, Yogi the Bear in Court.
Yogi the Bear in Court.
Yeah, really. And of course, I always got to know what you guys feel about this. All right. So back in September, this guy by the name of John Donaldson, he was a tourist at this condominium in Incline Village in Nevada. So he was out walking his dog. And he had the little, you know, when your dog take a dump, you pick the bag up and you clean it behind your dog, right? So as he's going on the trail in this condominium facilities, he goes to the trash to dump the trash out. And he was hard to open up the trash. And when he finally opens up the dumpster where he's throwing the dog poop in, there's a bear in there. And I don't know if you guys heard the story. There's a bear in the trash. And he is startled. He falls back, gets up, tries to run. Trips and hurts himself. He fell back and like tore his Achilles ankle.
Oh man, yeah.
Tendons. And he needed surgery to have all that thing fixed. Well, everything's okay with that. And the bear climbed out of the dumpster, looked at him, and went on into the woods and, you know, said, forget this.
Oh.
Now,
that's nice of the bear not to eat him.
I'm guessing what the punchline is right now.
Okay.
What's the punchline?
That the guy is suing the store that owned
he is suing the condominium association, saying that you guys knew that this was bear infested areas and your dumpster should not have allowed the bear to get inside of it.
Oh, so it should have been a locked dumpster.
He's suing the condominiums for damages up to $15,000 because he's got scared, fell, and hurt himself. Resistant fighters,
no.
What say you, Billy?
No.
You vote no on this?
No. The condo community is not. If you live like in bear country, then you just have to deal with the fact that you live in bear country. It's not the condo association's fault that there was a bear in their condo complex, whether that bear be just walking around or because what are they like? No.
Gas man?
You're muted.
You're muted, Gasman. There you go.
No, he's crazy. I mean, because you know when you're in bear country, like here in Southwest Florida down by Naples, they have panthers down there. And they have panther crossing, wildlife crossing.
Wow.
This part of it, it's part of the deal, man. You can't see them when you know you moved where the bears are. He's crazy.
Yep.
Smart.
This man's name Ben Cartwright.
Ben Cartwright.
Hey, Ben Cartwright would not have sued. He would have shot the bear, man. Don't besmirch Ben Cartwright. He's a real man.
What do you say, Smuts?
Incline Village, just minutes away from the Ponderosa.
I don't think his name is. So you side with the man or the Cartwright or the homeowner association? Or, I mean, the condominium associations.
Is it in the HOA where it says they're
you get typed by? I don't know if it's in there. Voice of Reason.
This is a really tough one, Spike.
It is.
Yeah, well, this guy
was, he took up for the trees.
This guy got was suffered bruises, right? And he hurt his tendon.
Yeah.
$15,000 would go a long way to make him feel a lot better about that.
Yeah, of course.
Right? Yeah.
I mean, it would make him happy, right?
Yes, we go with yes.
Okay, then. Yeah.
Is it our job to make him happy?
Is it? I mean, is it in the HOA? Is the HOA responsible for wild animals? I mean, it could be.
I don't know if it says, but there's. Oh, let me get before I finish that. Let me, PW, what you think about this?
It's the same as Billy, basically.
All right. Well, I'm gonna add a little caveat into this thing here.
Story changes now.
When he sued the Incline Crest Condominiums, as Bill Smart said, they discovered that the latch on the dumpster wasn't working properly. And so it is designed to automatically shut and I guess to keep the animals out, but it didn't work. And so the bears was able to get in there. So now.
Wait, because so now are they going to sue the company that made the dumpster?
No, I'm saying so now because it was a defective equipment, do Incline Condominiums are not reliable now? And I'll start with you, Smart. What do you think?
Well, I think, yeah. I mean, the HOA could then pursue the that company. But the HOA could well say that they are responsible for the latch, that whatever it is, for equipment working properly. And the man could then have rights to sue the HOA. And the HOA could come back and sue the company. So it's just what's written in the wall. This is what we always do. We go, is this right or is this not? But we always fail to acknowledge what documents say.
Right. Mm-hmm. We got time for that. We got time for all that reading.
The laws are to follow this.
And so comprehension.
Every time I say this, I go, well, what does the law say? And I think we have to follow that.
Okay. Well, voice, Gas Man, now you know the difference. What do you think?
Yeah, I think a bear is a predator, man. They're going to get in. A defective latch. Now, how are you going to keep a bear out of it? Was it a bear-proof dumpster? Bears are strong and powerful animals. Also, what I would argue that your first natural instinct is to run away. And in running away, he tore his Achilles tendon, so it was his own fault.
Right.
He didn't have to run.
he could have gotten mauled by the bear, you know.
So he chose to run away.
Or he could have been really nice to the bear, gave him a hug, you know. Bears need hugs.
Yeah. You mean a bear?
I need to represent the HOA.
A bear hug, yes, you're right.
All right, Billy. So
I'm going to add some more information to the story.
Oh, no.
Because not only was the lock broken, the condo association knew the lock was broken, and it was their responsibility to keep those. So because of the history of bears rummaging through trash in the area, Incline Crest was required to provide wildlife-resistant dumpsters. They knew for a year that there was a problem with the latch on that dumpster.
Oh, my word.
So now he's perfectly, absolutely has a right. Yeah.
I changed my mind.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, give the guy with the Achilles tendon $1 million.
Hey, Spike, you know, a couple weeks ago, you made me admit Schmatz was wrong. Why don't you admit Schmatz was right once again?
Oh, yes.
About what?
About not about knowing all the facts.
Yeah.
About having all the documents and understanding the entire case.
Hey, hold on a second.
I've been wrong one time on this show in 7 years, and you made me admit it on here, and I did.
Yeah.
Right.
But who's counting?
Once again, I sit there. I point out the fact here when you you lead the witnesses once again, and I tell you what the facts are. And guess what? It's exactly what I said. So Schmatz was right.
But hold on a second,
Schmatz. Didn't he make you kneel down? You know, and beg.
I think he should. But we'll wait to when we're all in person again.
We're on FM radio, guys. Remember that.
Before I submit this master's right, what did I say he was wrong about?
The evidence
has been lawyered.
The evidence you're pointing, I was the only one who said basically you got to watch read HOA documents. Said.
Yes. Right.
Got that. But where did I say you were wrong?
Well, no. Yeah, we're going through the evidence.
Don't you always say he's wrong? that's a given.
Going through the evidence. When you're on an island and you sit there and you describe everything through it, and when the island turns out to be correct,
I'm so with you on that. But the problem is,
you shouldn't be the lesser man all the time and not acknowledge it.
Oh, now you're trying to psychologize me. No, I would, but I never remember saying you were incorrect, Smots.
Well, but
I do remember when that time you were wrong. I remember saying it then.
Of course, it's like the blue moon. It so rarely happens. You just have to acknowledge it. Oh, yeah. Wow, look, it's a blue moon.
And to follow up what you said. You said I'm wrong all the time, then I shouldn't have to apologize because you already know I'm wrong. Right? Correct. All right. So, voice of reason, you change your.
Oh, my God.
I think I will change my opinion. I think maybe the condo association may have saved this guy's life.
What?
This bear was able to get into this dumpster and get food. Okay.
Oh, and not eat the guy.
Yeah.
Oh, boom.
So it was over.
What saved this guy's life.
Mm. All right. Good job. Hey, PW. You.
But I still want him to get the $15,000 because that would make him happy.
Yes. PW, you still sticking with your.
No, I believe that the HOA was obviously in the wrong.
Right. Negligent. Yeah.
Negligent because they knew about it. Yeah. For months.
Here's the thing. I'm going to say this. They did not ever say that there was never going to be a bear in that thing there. They knew that lock was broke. Yes, yes, yes. Everybody knew there was bears out there. Yes, yes, yes. But they had no negligence in putting that bear in there and that man falling down hurting himself. You can't.
No, dude.
Hold on a second. The guy hurt himself because he got scared of a bear. Where is the condo association negligent?
Okay, I'll tell you exactly where. So it is the condo association's responsibility to provide wildproof dumpsters, right? Wildproof, bear-proof or wildlife-proof dumpsters.
Don't focus on being a bear. It could have been a rabid raccoon.
Exactly. It could have been anything. Now, you're going to say, but the bear could have just been roaming around. Well, yeah, then he would have seen him, and it wouldn't have been like he would have been startled. He would have seen him, and he would have kept himself and his dog away from the bear. But no, they had no idea that the bear was there, and the bear shouldn't have been there because they had faulty
equipment. The bear.
So the second part of the question is, if the equipment was working to its design specifications,
The bear would not have been there.
And the bear still got in there.
It wouldn't have.
Yeah.
Yeah. If the bear had just somehow broken it right that minute and gotten in there, it wasn't known that anybody, maybe that might not be a $15,000 thing because it was just the bear literally broke into that. But people would have heard that. There would have been reports. No, I definitely think the HOA is on the hook for this.
I don't think they're it's not negligence. They just
of course it's negligence. They knew it was broken.
They knew it was broken and they didn't fix it. That's negligence. Yeah.
That is the definition of negligence.
Yes.
I'm negligent every week coming on this show. I know I'm gonna hate it.
And you show up anyway.
Yeah. Every week.
So think about it this way. The HOA knows there's a set of stairs that goes up to, or you have a porch that's like a wooden structure. They know that wooden structure is rickety and could potentially fall, but they don't do anything about it. And they don't tell me about it.
Right.
Then it falls.
While you're on it.
While I'm on it. While I'm on it. Is it my fault?
Now you got a busted Achilles.
Oh, hold on a second. You was on it. You made it fall.
No.
And not only that, you knew it was bad.
Damn. No, I didn't know it was bad. I had no idea it was bad. But the HOA somehow knew that it was not. It wasn't to code.
Liminal.
Well, in that case, it's not your fault.
Right. It's not your fault.
Right. So liminal. They knew that this was a broken piece of equipment that was faulty, that that any kind of wildlife could get into and then harm a person, but they just didn't do anything about it. Liminal. So, sorry, they're on the hook.
And if it's bear-proof, then no other wildlife is getting in there. I mean, there's a whole industry of making bear-proof liminal dumpsters and stuff like that. I mean, it's a whole industry for that. So if a bear can get in there, anything can get in there.
Well,
yeah. Liminal.
And maybe this lawsuit will make them force them to fix the dumpster.
Yeah, well, I'm going to throw out there a fake fish. I don't think there was a bear. I think the man just probably just tripped and hurt himself on the
liminal.
Yeah. He got twisted up with his cat. I mean, with his dog leash, fell down, hurt himself, and then said,
liminal.
So I'm going to tell you my guess. If we're going to talk about liminal, I'm going to tell you my guess what it was, and then I think I actually am leaning toward Voice's guess. But my guess was that it had something to do with limits, like boundaries or limits.
Okay. Well, now
pertaining to limits.
Since we're there, the word
liminal.
It is PW. Want to go ahead and say what you think it is?
Yes, it's something that is in your mind.
Gas man, still no idea, even with all these clues.
So I'm gonna guess something that you recognize consciously instead of unconsciously. The subliminal,
right? Mm. Smart.
Yes, it's of the conscience, because that is exactly his Gasman said subliminal.
Right, subliminal.
All right, and voice of reason, you throw something out there earlier.
Yeah, I think it's a lot.
Yeah, he's like the one to come up with the subliminal connection.
The flavor. Mm-hmm. I think it's got the flavor of lemons.
Lemons, flavor of lemons. Yeah, no, that's probably this, correct.
This margarita show is liminal.
There's something liminal in
that. I guess y'all heard this.
Yeah. You know, when I was a kid, I had a liminal stand. Where I sold liminal.
Can I look it up now?
Yeah, you can. It is to describe something that is barely perceptible.
Ooh.
Barely what?
Perceptible.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
That's way off.
Yeah. So, I mean, that's
Billy, almost Billy, like, is he right? Is he right?
Just Google says. One, relating to a transitional or initial stage of a process.
That's too much for me.
Or two, occupying a position on or on both sides of a boundary or threshold.
That's why I skipped that one.
Because I was right.
I don't
see anything about.
Are you looking up L-I-M-I-N-A-L?
Yes. Uh-huh. Yeah, I just looked it up and Billy's correct.
Grab something that's barely perceptible.
I don't see that anywhere in the definition.
I got better cable than you. All right, so we'll just go. All right, so.
No, I was right.
So that was being said. Well, you and Smiles. No, what is it with you guys? Do I need a lawyer?
He's going by Webster's.
Yeah. Okay, I'm going to look it up in Webster's right now.
All right, do that.
While you're looking up, we'll go around and ask the room. What stuck with you, Mr. William Smiles? What stuck with you tonight?
It is 90 seconds from 8 o'clock.
Thank you, Doc. 90 seconds from 8 o'clock. Hey, Gasman, welcome back. What stuck with you?
Hey, it stuck with me. I'm just happy to be back, man. It's good to talk to you guys again and be on the show. Thank you for having me.
Are you back next week?
Yep, next week. Next 2 weeks.
I'm limited.
Yeah.
All right. Billy, what stuck with you tonight?
That you really don't like it when Schmatz and I are right about something.
Ooh.
I don't know what y'all were right about, because I never said you were wrong. All right, and Voice of Reason, what stuck with you tonight?
The Nazis are running around cutting down trees in Canada.
EW, my brother.
You ain't let that one go.
What stuck with you tonight?
There's apparently a bear in my garbage. Oh.
Don't go outside.
I'm not going out there.
Hey, Achilles Hiko. What a thing called.
Achilles tendon.
Mike on the mic, and we We should get an award tonight. This was an award deserving.
Oh, this show. Was one of the best shows ever.
Great. Yeah.
Exactly. I learned that you guys are not going to be around when the robots come and do minimal job.
I got a T-shirt that says "Death the Robots." I'll wear it the next time I see you.
All right.
That's not right. Well, ladies and gentlemen, hope you enjoyed this. Even with Smuts is trying to get right. As they said in the movie Life, can't get right, dog. Can't get right. Spike on the mic, and we'll holler back at you next week. We out. One.